People of all ages pack the Petersburg High School Commons, chatting and eating pizza. They're waiting to celebrate Jamie Cabral. Cabral is Dean of Students and Activities Director of Petersburg's Secondary Schools. Last month, he received the Alaska Children's Trust's Champion for Kids Award at a ceremony in Anchorage. Now, it's time for a hometown celebration. School board member Katie Holmland introduces Cabral.
So Jamie, tonight we're here to say we see you. We see the hours and hours at the ball fields. We see the long weekends at the basketball court, the volleyball court. We see the high fives in the hallway. And we see the belief that you have in our kids, who many of them are up here. So thank you for always believing in them. Thank you for seeing the best in them.
Holmland is one of two people who nominated Cabral for the award. She says he was the obvious choice.
Yeah, it was an easy pick. You see the way that he interacts with the kids and the amount of joy he has for his job. It was easy.
The award recognizes people who, quote, demonstrate dedication and commitment in working to ensure that children and youth are living in safe, supportive, and nurturing communities, unquote. Cabral is not only a leader in the middle and high schools, he also coaches volleyball, Native Youth Olympics, and Little League, to name a few. But Holmland says his impact goes far beyond that.
It is hard. No, it's not hard. It's incredible thinking about the number of things that he does and does so well and so genuinely for our kids. And the impact that he has on kids for their entire life.
The Alaska Children's Trust is a statewide organization focused on preventing child abuse and neglect. Trevor Storrs is the president and CEO. He says that when kids have positive relationships with adults, it can help reduce risks.
When they have at least one caring adult that they can go to, that they can trust and ask for help, that really has a major impact.
Eli Anderson is a freshman at Petersburg High School. He says Cabral helped him figure out how to deal with a recent injury. He spoke directly to Cabral during the award ceremony.
You just overall have just been an amazing influence in my life. I can't thank you enough, and I think I speak on the behalf of literally every student that goes to this school that we just have an unending amount of just thankfulness for you because you're just so amazing. Thank you so much, Mr. Cabral.
Anderson says he feels like he can go to Cabral for absolutely anything. Cabral says a lot of who he is comes from his childhood in Hawaii.
The values that we have a lot around the family, you know, and making sure we're doing right and taking care of, you know, everyone.
He says he sees the community as part of a big family, one with different backgrounds, but where teamwork can make anything possible. But he also credits a particular role model in his life, his high school teacher and baseball coach, Mr. Souza.
He was the inspiration.
He says Mr. Souza was very firm, but was constantly looking for ways to inspire his kids and help them accomplish their goals.
And so supportive of the kids, you know, he would have us over at their house. I remember how many times he would say, study session tonight, Mrs. Souza's cooking dinner.
School board member Katie Holmland says now it's Cabral who constantly supports kids in Petersburg.
I don't know how you manage to do it all, but you do it with a smile on your face, and it becomes very clear that the hard work is your heart work. So, Jamie, thank you. We appreciate you. You're a teacher, a dad, mentor, coach, cheerleader, world-class athletics director, and our Petersburg champion for kids.
There were more than a few misty eyes at the end of the ceremony as the crowd headed into the school library for cupcakes and cookies. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Flohr.